Bless you, dear family, and thank you for all that you do to support this channel. Mother Claire began, Father Ezekiel had a dream about the tribulation in which we were present in our glorified bodies, working with Iranian refugees in our country. We were in a desert area where there was a huge garbage dump. It may have been outside of Albuquerque, but way out in the desert where women and children were hiding in the extensive dumps. Apparently, there were rogue Iranian mercenaries that were searching for anyone they could kill. Somehow, Ezekiel and I were in our glorified bodies trying to comfort and teach the women and children. But quite a distance away, these ragtag mercenaries were shooting grenades right into our camp and safety zone. Everyone was terrified. Ezekiel would wait for one to hit the ground, then catch it and throw it far away where it exploded. We were trying to keep everyone quiet because enemy soldiers were scouting out this huge dump. The goal was to survive these attacks without being discovered and to stay safe in the quiet zone where there were all kinds of trash. Everyone was terrified of being discovered, tortured, and killed. It seemed at the end of the dream, we were able to escape into a remote area and survived along with many Iranian men, women, and children. What was unusual about this dream was that we had our glorified bodies, so we were able to help with supernatural wisdom and strength. My condition now, in my 80th year, is far from what it was in his dream. I was young, strong, and full of vitality as we freed these people from certain death. How can this be? Well, on our Sunday meeting, I got a Rhema card that said, I am coming for both of you and taking you away very soon. It made me feel so good that I wouldn't be left out of the rapture. But then Ezekiel got this dream the very next morning. I was confused. Nonetheless, I was throwing myself into Jesus' arms and completely abandoning any ideas I had for escape and safety, leaving it with him. There was a hiding place that was prepared for our safety, complete with food, water, and medicines. And we were on our way there, but I was really stumped about our new bodies. Now, as I consider it, I believe the Lord may very well have more than one or two of us working to save the oppressed. Lord, please be merciful to me and share what this dream is about. Jesus began, First of all, you and those I entrusted to you were refugees, some men and many women and children, in great need of a hiding place with food and water. This place had been prepared for you, and it was a stopover place on our escape to safety. And yes, you were in your glorified bodies after having been raptured. You see, I asked for volunteers to go back and save these women and children who were precious and dear to me. You applied, Claire. You raised your hand and wanted to return to help. And so you were to take your incorruptible body back and help the helpless, hungry, and lost. You were equipped for double duty, not only to escape the murderers, but to teach these little ones about me, so they would be saved. It was your loving heart that was motivated to return, not as a punishment, as you supposed. More than anything, this was the heart I was looking for in my bride. I was so proud of you, So we work together to avoid detection and provide for their needs. You have no idea the joy you brought me with that decision. It helped you become everything I ever dreamt you would be. A tear streaked down his left cheek. This is the opportunity you have been waiting for your whole life long, and it finally came. You were not afraid, but brave and totally caught up in the taking care of others. And I will tell you another story. You are among the thousands of elect that my angels will bring to Jerusalem to witness my return. My love, this plan is far greater than you realize. You know all the dreams you hold dearly, the church, about books, music, communities of little churches, the resurrection of my true church. It will all come about like the dreams I have given you. Why? Because of the deep wounds you've experienced and seen in the lives of others. It will be a rewriting of the past to erase the terrible injustice imposed by man on the frail and the innocent. Indeed, you have my vision for the church. I have been investing and preparing you for decades in ways you would never imagine. This has been a preparation for you so that you can understand and respond deeply to each soul's needs. I will have my church to be holy, no more of the world. Instead, it will resemble heaven, angelic and holy. Are you up for this? He smiled quizzically. Count me in, Lord. This is a long time dream. You know how I am outraged at injustice. And to answer, yes, there has been much preparation to ready your soul, and it is ongoing, my sweet dove. All that you have experienced, the heartache, confusion, rejection, misunderstanding, persecution, all these wounds will be erased from your soul until what remains is crystal clear insight and wisdom that you can impart to hurting souls who are searching for a deeper relationship with me. Truly, you are paving the way for my lost people to return to me in complete assurance that I am the Messiah they have waited for, and that I am meek and humble of heart, and will heal all their wounds and those of their ancestors, and that I have prepared a glorious place in heaven for them. The world has never seen the kind of glory that will descend and enliven my people. No more sorrow, no more tears, rather the healing of ancient generations along with the complete story, beginning and end, with a glorious future. Amen. Let it be so.